Praise God today.
Praise God.
From whom all blessings flow.
Yes.
Thank God. It's good to be here.
Amen.
Among the living.
That's it.
Amen. Give honor to this house.
Yes.
This fellowship. Mm-hmm. The pastor of this house.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What started off as a two-page study for me turned out to be 20 pages of typewritten notes.
All right, Elder.
And it seemed like the Holy Spirit wouldn't let me go.
Yes.
Once I started down that road.
Yes.
And in starting down that road, it was important for me to understand what I was being given.
Yes.
And I started this, you know, Monday of last week, and every morning I was up for about 5 hours researching and typing and putting together certain things. And mostly it was for me.
Yes.
Just
yes.
For me. And I titled the message, and definitely I will not get through it. I'm telling you that now.
All right, Elder.
I will not rush through 20 pages of notes.
Yes.
And over 40 hours of study.
Yes.
But it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. And I titled this, The Time of the Gentiles.
Yeah.
And part two is, The Fullness of the Gentiles.
All right.
And I said, part for me is this. As Christians, we already know what the world is now going through.
Yes.
And if you don't, then this message will give you further understanding.
Uh-huh.
I could have titled this message, What Time Is It?
Yes.
I could have titled this message, Let's Bring the World Up to Speed.
Mm. Yes.
Or I could have titled it, It's Time to Wake Up.
Yes.
Amen.
Man.
And I want to start with the scripture with what Jesus said.
Yes.
And that's always a good place to start.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
It's an excellent place to start if you want to understand Scripture and what he's talking about. Mm. And I'll be pointing out certain things for you to see that you can glean on and feed on.
Yes.
And read for yourself later.
All right. All
Amen.
Right. Amen.
In Luke 21 and 24, Jesus is speaking. Jesus said, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the Jew. And shall be what? Led away captive.
Yes.
Into all nations.
Yes.
And that said, all nations. Not a few nations, not a couple of nations, but all nations. And grasp the significance of that, what Jesus is saying. He said, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be trodden down means to utterly destroyed.
Yes.
And you know, Jerusalem was God's city. That belonged to God. And it goes on to say, until. So let me not read any further. Let me go back. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles.
Uh-huh.
Until.
Until.
Until tells you that there's a time limit.
Yes.
Amen. It tells you that Jerusalem will be trodden down by these Gentiles for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And it said, until what? The time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's going to come a time when the rule and the trodden down of Jerusalem by
yes.
the Gentiles
yes.
will come to an end.
Yes.
I'm telling you today, folks, it's time to understand what time we're living in right now. Now, let me go back and say something that's fairly obvious. Jesus was not born during the Babylonian era. Jesus was not born in the Medo-Persian Empire.
Come on, Elder.
Jesus was not born during the Greek era
yes.
and empire.
Yes.
Jesus was born
all right.
in the time of the Romans.
The Romans.
And as you know, you Bible readers, that Rome was the fourth and final empire.
Yes.
Daniel talked about it when he told Nebuchadnezzar about the statue.
Uh-huh.
The head of gold.
Yes.
The breastplate and arms of silver.
Yes.
The body of brass.
Brass.
Yes.
And the torso, the legs of iron and mud.
Yes.
Daniel talked about that.
Yes, he did.
So that iron and mud was the Roman Empire.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Jesus was born during that time. So do you understand that Jesus was born real close to the end times?
Yes.
He was born when everything is getting ready to be wrapped up.
All right now.
Because there was only four kingdoms.
Four.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the first question I asked myself when I was looking at this was one of the questions to ask is, when did the time of the Gentiles start?
Yes.
Amen. And what is to be the final result?
Yes.
Amen. Since Jesus said it's going to be fulfilled until the Gentile era ends, so the question to ask is, when did it start?
All right,
Elvis. And how is it going to end? I want to know.
Yep.
Because I'm living after Jesus and after the apostles and all those saints at that time.
Yes.
I'm living now.
Yes.
So what time is it?
What time is it?
Amen. 2 Chronicles 36, 1 through 21 gives us a complete picture of the time and the results.
Yes.
I'm not reading all that. But if you want, that's going to tell you the whole picture in yes. a nutshell.
Yes.
These verses that I'm getting ready to talk about speak about the first and second deportation by Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes.
I'm giving you a little teaching right now.
That's all right.
Now, Nebuchadnezzar, in the first deportation of the Jews.
Yes.
Occurred when he was still working for his father. He was not yet king.
Yes.
His father was. Nebuchadnezzar was his father. But Nebuchadnezzar found out that his father had died, so he had to go back to Babylon.
Yes.
And get the kingship. Amen.
Amen.
And there was a second deportation. And the second deportation occurred after Nebuchadnezzar was king, and he appointed Jehoiakim to rule the land at that time, but he wanted to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar, so Nebuchadnezzar came back for the second deportation.
Yes.
And during that time, well, let me read it. Amen. I want to look at verses 14 through 17 specifically.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
And it says, moreover, all the chiefs of the priests, priests of who? Of the Jews. And the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen.
Yes.
And polluted the house of the Lord, which he had hallowed in where? Jerusalem. Go back with me now. Go back with me when Jesus said in Luke 21 and 24. Didn't he say that they shall be led away captive into all nations and Jerusalem
yes.
will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled? Understand what is being said in these verses. He called Jerusalem that the Lord had hallowed.
Yes.
So evidently the priests and the people, what they did here, transgressed, was awful in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
That was his place. Amen.
Come on now.
It says in the next verse, and the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on the people on his dwelling place.
Yes.
Are you understanding what is being said? Mm-hmm. Jerusalem was his dwelling place.
His.
And the messengers that he sent and he was talking about was obviously the prophets.
Yes, yes.
And What did it say they did with these people? It said, but they mocked the messengers of God.
Yes, yes.
And despised his words.
Despised him.
And misused his prophets.
Yes.
Until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people. His people were the Jews.
Yes.
But look what he had to say after that. He said, till there was no remedy.
Yes.
I don't ever want to be in a position where I go to a doctor and I'm sick. And he said, there's no remedy for what you got.
None.
There's nothing I can give you that's going to help you right now.
Yes.
There is no remedy.
None.
God is talking about the Jews and, hey, there's no remedy. There's no loophole for you right now.
Yes.
Why? You already heard me read it. Because they misused the word and the messages that he sent.
Yes.
He destroyed their, they destroyed their prophets. Look who's doing the destroying. Not the Gentiles.
No.
His own people.
Yep.
His own people.
Amen. 17 gives you the result now. And remember, I'm only talking about the first part of this, the time of the Gentiles.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And it said here in 17, therefore, since there was no remedy, okay, therefore, you follow me?
Yes.
Therefore, he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees.
Yes.
Who was what? Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. Who what? Slew their young men with the sword.
Yes.
In the house of their sanctuary.
Yes.
And had no compassion
None.
Upon young man or maiden.
Yes.
Old man. Or him that stooped for age. And he gave them all into his hand. You kind of understand now what he meant by there's no remedy?
There's no remedy.
None.
He destroyed all of them.
Yes, he did.
All of them.
Yes.
The Chaldees didn't care.
No.
What was happening. They didn't care what they did to the Jews.
Yes.
Because the Jews didn't care what they did to God's messengers.
No.
And the prophets.
All right.
Amen. Next verse it said, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. God had been so marvelously good to the Jews, hasn't he?
Yes.
And he said here, why? Now you start to ask yourself questions as you read this. Why?
Why?
Why, y'all?
Why?
Why is this happening? See, because thou servest not the Lord thy God. All of this is happening. All of this is being turned over to the Gentiles.
Yes.
Let me stop for a moment and digress. If you look at, and I'm going to read this. If you look at what was just said, that they service not the Lord with joyfulness or with gladness of heart. Look at, see, they knew what they should have done.
Yes.
Because Psalms 100 tells them. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before his presence with singing.
Yes.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Listen to what, know ye not that the Lord, he is God?
He is God.
Who is he talking to?
All right.
He's talking to the Jews.
Yes.
Know ye not that the Lord is God? It is he that hath made us.
Yes.
And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
Boy, did they slap the Lord in the face.
Yes.
They didn't come with joyfulness or gladness.
No.
No respect at all.
No.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Yes.
When we come to church, do we come with a lack of joy and gladness?
Come on now.
Do we come into his house with heaviness on our heart?
Come on.
He didn't say for us to act like that because he told them, because you don't serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes,
he didn't say, serve me because of your condition.
No.
But you're going to serve him because of your condition.
That's right.
So if you're feeling bad, you're not going to serve him with gladness.
come on.
You're not going to have that joy that is expected
yes.
of a follower of Christ.
Yes.
So when you come into the house of the Lord, you forget all those things that were behind.
Yes, you do.
You don't think about the problems.
No.
You think about the goodness of who He is.
Yes. Yes.
It is He who's made us.
Yes.
And not we ourselves.
Yes.
We've got to be joyful.
Yes.
And it goes on to say, why? Why should all this be?
Come on, Elder.
Because for the Lord is good.
He's good.
His mercy is everlasting.
Yes.
And His truth endureth to all generations.
Yes.
That's including us.
Yes.
So it said, His mercy is everlasting, uh-huh. which means if you have heaviness or you have problems, He knows that.
Yes.
And He's telling you in this verse that His mercy endures.
Yes.
He's going to give you what you need.
Yes, He is.
Those Jews back then didn't understand that God would give them yes. whatever they need.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at Judges. And this is not easy. This is extra. Look at Judges. God gave them judges.
Yes.
To rule them.
Yes.
So don't tell me that He won't provide.
All right.
God is a provider.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
Amen.
He, as He provided for them, He has provided for us.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm talking about trying to get our arms around the times of the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jews have done all these things. They were a nation.
Yes.
The Jews was a nation.
Yes.
And I tell you, it's so much to think about. And I'm going to tell you a little extra.
Bless you, Lord,
little extra.
Jesus. Yes.
When I get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
About Babylon.
All right.
Remind me to tell you something about Babylon.
All right.
I'm going to go on with the verses. Therefore, now getting back to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee. So the Lord is doing all of this to the Jews. Not some arbitrary nation is going to say, oh, we're going to go against the Jews now. No, no. The Lord is going to send. And you think back of what was talked about already. Why? Because they didn't serve Him with gladness. They murdered His saints. They dealt with His prophets.
Yes.
This is what He's going to do.
All right.
The Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And He shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until He has destroyed thee.
Yes.
When He says until He has destroyed thee, He's talking about removing them from where they are.
Yes.
Because earlier we said they went into all nations. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
It says here, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far.
Far.
From the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth,
well,
a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
Yes.
Amen. You understand now how this has been broken down? And I'm going to go on and give you some more views. I don't want to rush through this because that's why I'm telling you I'm not going to end this. So just follow me along where we're going.
All right.
2 Kings 24. 1 through 4 gives us a view of the deportation. Amen?
Yes.
And it said, in the day Nebuchadnezzar, he's now king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years, and he turned and rebelled against him. I already told you a little bit about that earlier on. I'm going to stop right here for a second and digress. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was what? King of Babylon. Mm-hmm. Let's go back into let's do some biblical history now, okay?
Yes, yes.
When Noah and his 3 sons, after the flood, they came off the ark, people traveled to the plains of Shinar. Shinar is also part of you already know. They're a part of Babylon. So all these people, all these from the flood, that flood settled in Babylon. On the plains of Shinar.
Yes.
And what did they want to do as a group? As a group, they wanted to build a tower.
Yes. Yes.
And this the intent of the tower was to reach up into heaven.
To God.
Amen.
Yes.
But God said, let us go down and confuse their tongue, lest they become like us.
Yes.
So he went down, right?
Yes.
They went down, and what? Confused the tongues. Because why? They were all speaking in one tongue.
One language.
What language?
Yes, yes.
And they could do anything if they speak with one language, but all of a sudden, because of the confusion of tongues, Babel,
yes.
They couldn't understand each other.
No.
And they left Babylon.
Yes.
Those folks became nations.
Yes.
Understand where I'm going with this.
All right.
They became nations. However, some folks stayed in Babylon.
Yes.
They didn't go anywhere. You following me?
Yes.
So there was an indigenous group of people still in Babylon.
Babylon.
But guess what? Why is Babylon spoken of so terribly, you know?
All right.
The fact being that Babylon and all the people that first came there came from where? From Noah and the three sons, which was part and had a great understanding of the antediluvian period. So they had knowledge, they had all this stuff from all those people. So they weren't ignorant.
Yes.
That's why Babylon was high in language and arts and all these kind of things. They had that knowledge right there in Babylon.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
You have, in this world, in this time, some of us are privileged to have grandfolks.
Yes.
Our grandparents could teach us all kind of stuff.
Yes.
Have us cut corners and things that we would have spent weeks trying to do.
Yes.
They'll come up and say, hey, twist this that way, it'll work better.
Uh-huh.
This is the kind of knowledge that these folks had.
Yes.
But it wasn't about twisting a knowledge. If you go back, and I will go back with you if I have the time, into Genesis, when they were talking about Jubal Cain and all the people who was a master of brass, and one was good skilled in this, that, and the other. They had skills.
Yes.
They didn't forget those skills just because of the flood and those people were there. Noah knew it.
Yes.
Noah knew how to do things.
Yes, he did.
If he can build an ark three lengths of a football field,
all right.
I'm sure he has knowledge.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless your word, Jesus. Lord.
I'm trying to just give you the time of the Gentiles.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the Gentiles right now. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldees. So it just wasn't Babylon. It just wasn't Nebuchadnezzar. And bands of Syrians, and bands of Moabites, and bands of the children of Ammon, and what? And sent them against Judah to destroy it. The words that the Bible used are not randomly chosen. When it says destroy, what do you think about when the word destroy is used?
Yes.
Utterly, completely obliterated.
Gone.
Out of sight. Can't rebuild it.
No.
It's destroyed.
Yes.
I can't fix that. Why? No. It's destroyed.
Yes.
According to the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Which he spake by his servant, the prophets.
Prophets.
You understand what he just said there?
Yes, yes.
They, the Jews, were forewarned about all of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were told that this would happen.
Would happen.
If you didn't obey. Amen.
Amen.
And also, for the innocent blood he shed, let me go back. Surely at the commandments of the Lord came this upon Judah.
Yes.
To remove them out of his sight.
His sight.
for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did. Manasseh, you read about Manasseh for yourselves. You'll find out he was some king.
Yeah.
And also for the innocent blood he shed. He was thought to have killed Isaiah. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Now you see what's coming. First there was no remedy.
No.
Now the Lord would not pardon.
No.
Do you see the position that the Jews placed themselves in?
Yes.
Because of what? Disobedience.
Yes.
And disobedience is as witchcraft.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now.
Bless your word, Jesus.
Now, I can focus scripturally on the beginning of the time of the Gentiles.
All right.
I had to get some background on who these people were.
Yes.
Now, the time of the Gentiles hadn't started yet, so to speak.
All right.
We're moving into the time of the Gentiles.
Yes.
And you can only move into the time of the Gentiles when Jerusalem was ceased to be.
Yes.
Because they were still a nation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So until Jerusalem stopped being, then we could start the time of the Gentiles.
Yes.
The two can't work simultaneously together.
No.
Amen. It had to be an ending of one and a beginning of the other.
Yes.
Okay. So, it says here in Jeremiah. That's what I was telling you before. I had to go back and forth pulling various things out together so that it'll make sense.
Yes.
Jeremiah 39:8-9. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and break down the walls of Jerusalem. It started, y'all.
Yes.
The time of the Gentiles has started. Then Nebuchadnezzar, Dan, the captain of the guards, carried away captives into Babylon, the remnant of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell in with him, with the rest of the people that remained. So all the people, the only people that actually remained in Jerusalem were the poor people to take care of the land. That was all. There wasn't anybody, there were no princes there anymore. There were no priests there anymore because they had been carried away captive to Babylon. Here starts the beginning of Gentile control, or what Jesus said, the trodden down of the Gentiles.
Yes.
That's when it started. That's when it started to happen. And Jesus talked about that. Mm-hmm. But Jesus gave those folks a caveat, didn't he?
Yes.
In Luke 21 and 24, didn't Jesus give them something? I don't know if they saw it. He said, you guys are going to be trodden down until the time of the Gentiles is over. That says so much, doesn't it?
Yes.
It says, until. What does until mean? Well, we know what until means to us. Until he returns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and take back those things that were taken from Jerusalem.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, all this is going to happen until
the
time of Gentiles is up. But it isn't up yet.
No, it isn't.
It started.
Yes.
But if you look back now through history, hasn't time passed fast?
Fast.
Hasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, we've gone through the Babylon Empire of gold, haven't we?
Yes.
We've gone through the Medes Persian Empire, haven't we?
Yes.
That's over. We've gone through the Greek Empire with Alexander.
Yes.
We've gone through that. To the fourth empire, Rome, which still has its legs going on.
Yes.
We're still in that period of time in which Jesus was born into.
Yes.
So, you can't tell me that we are not aware of what time we're in right now. We're in the end times.
The end times.
It can't be any more end than end.
No, right? No.
Look up.
Yes.
For your redemption.
Yes.
Draw us nigh.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Bless your word, Jesus.
What is said here.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to repeat this once again. In Luke 21:24, Jesus said, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. They're pretty much in all the nations right now, aren't they?
Yes.
And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The word fulfilled means what? Complete. Something's going to be finished until it's over.
Yes. Done.
Fulfilled means until you've done everything you have to do.
Yes.
You fulfilled your duty.
Yes.
You fulfilled your obligation.
Yes. It's
over. It's over. You don't have to do anything more. You fulfilled it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Gentiles are going to reach a point where they have fulfilled
That's right.
What they were supposed to do.
Yes.
And when they're finished all of that, then it's time for part two that I'll be talking about. The fulfillment or the fullness of the Gentiles.
Yes.
And I'm nowhere near that right now. Okay?
All right.
Nowhere near. It says here, the Gentile has reigned from Nebuchadnezzar to the present day. You follow me?
Yes.
From Nebuchadnezzar to February 26th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Gentiles have reigned. But if you notice the sign of the times that Jesus has given to us via Paul, look out and see what's going on around you. What is happening to the world?
Yes.
Lawlessness is starting to get wilder and wilder. Nicholson.
That's all right.
Mrs. Nixon talked about it. She said, homosexuality is a sin, but so is gluttony.
Yes.
All of those things are happening today, y'all.
Yes.
What's wrong is now right.
Yeah.
And what's right is now wrong.
Yes.
Things are being turned upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is this
yes.
making any sense to you?
Yes.
And it says here, think about that for just a moment. The Gentiles has reigned from Nebuchadnezzar to the present day. And I want to add something to this for my understanding is that during that time, even up until Jesus giving us this Luke 21, up until that time, the church has not been mentioned.
No.
Amen?
Amen.
Because that was something that was a mystery up until that time. They didn't talk about the church. The church was unknown even to the prophets. It was unknown. So you being a part of the church are in a very special place.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. You're in a special place because when you leave,
All right.
Then it's really over.
It's really over. Jesus.
Then the tribulation is going to kick in.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's over.
Yes.
We are the salt.
The salt.
Of this earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If we are the salt of the earth, act like it.
Yes.
Be the salt.
Yes.
Of the earth. Yes. That means what you say to people is valuable.
Yes.
When you pray for somebody, it's not something that you just, oh yeah, just pray for me. No. Our prayer has power.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know why some Christian new believers think that prayer, if it doesn't happen right away, it ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen.
We have that power given to us.
Yes.
We have this power in earthen vessels.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we've got to understand that. That's why we've got to understand the time of the Gentiles.
All right.
You can see how the money is being flowed, how we make more money, but we seem to be buying less.
Yes.
You know, it has less value. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
It says here, this is Jeremiah now, verse 27. All this is done by the Lord of hosts, our God. All of this.
Yes.
Jeremiah 27:5-7. I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground. By my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it unto whom it seems meet unto me. That sounds like a God, doesn't it?
Yes.
What else does the Lord say about this beginning of the Gentile reign? He says, the next verse, and now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon.
Yes.
My servant. Isn't that my servant? And the beast of the field have I given him also to serve him. You see what the Lord has done?
Yes.
He's now given it from the Jews to the Gentiles. Didn't he say it?
Yes.
He said, look, I made the earth. I made the people. I made the beast. Yes. I can do what I want to do.
That's right. That's right.
Therefore, I'm giving this land to my servant, Nebuchadnezzar. And the beast.
Yes.
What did he say? 7. Listen to the significance of what the Lord just said.
Yes.
He said, and all nations shall serve him, and his son, and his son's son, until the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. Let me stop for just another moment.
Yes.
Are you keeping with me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to get ahead. But listen to what he said. And all nations shall serve him. And his son and his son's son.
Yes.
Most of us just read that and don't listen to that. What does that mean? All nations shall serve him unto his son's son. Sounds like another time limit, don't it?
Yes.
Sounds like his reign is going to come to an end, don't it?
Yes.
But it's not going to come to an end on his watch. It's going to come to an end on his son's son. And who do you think his son's son was?
All right.
Belteshazzar. You know what he did, don't you? What did Belteshazzar do? He brought in all the gold and obelisk that was his grandfather had taken from Jerusalem and said, hey, let's drink from this. Let's drink in this to the gods of wood and money and stone.
Yes.
That was his son's son.
Son's son.
And I'll get to it eventually, but you know what happened to him. The handwriting on the wall.
On the wall.
But I'm jumping ahead. I'm jumping ahead.
Yes.
So he said, until his son's son, until the very time of his land come, and then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him.
Yes.
You see what's being said now? If they didn't read or understand what Jeremiah was saying, he said, their time is going to end.
Yes.
Their time is going to end, and it's going to be over for them. Not in Nebuchadnezzar's day, not in Nebuchadnezzar's son's day, but his son's son's day is going to come to an end.
Yes.
And then, to make light of all of this, what did he do? He came up with a man 1,000 years before he was born and named him and told him that he was going to be king.
Yes.
You see how this word can tie together?
Yes.
You see it? I like it. I'm going to go over three notes. I'm going to go over three notes that I made to myself.
All right.
1, it said, and all nations. All nations means all nations. It wasn't a nation that was left out in the boondocks that wasn't included on this. Jesus, the God, the Father is talking.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Note B. The second part of that. I broke this verse down. It said, serve him, and all nations shall serve him. Serve him. What does that mean? Yes. Well, Jeremiah 14 tells us what that means. It says, for many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. Slaves is what serves is translated to. And also, Jeremiah 50 and 9. For lo, I will raise and cause to come against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. And they shall set themselves in array against her.
Yes.
From thence she shall be taken.
Well,
Babylon, that great city, shall be taken.
Yes.
Their arrow shall be as a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. So
none.
Every arrow that they shot, guess what? Mm-hmm. They reached their mark.
All right, all right.
They reached their mark.
Yes.
Amen. Note C. And I already talked about it. Who was Nebuchadnezzar's grandson? But Belshazzar.
Yes.
And when that's when I broke it down, said his son and his son's son. That was yes. Belshazzar. This is the very time of his land come. That part of it.
Yes.
And I know this is more of a teaching. And
right,
note taking and stuff like that, but
that's all right.
I had 5 days to go over this.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
And I've only gone over 3 of 20 pages.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
It says here, Daniel 5:25-26. It says, and this is the writing that was written. Many Tico Apharsin. This was at the time that Belshazzar was having his feast with his princes, because he thought, because of the great wall that they had, that 8 chariots could ride abreast on this wall, and that they were surrounded by water, that it was impossible. And plus they had farmland that they could farm, and they could stand off an army indefinitely.
Yes.
You know, they wouldn't hurt. So he was showing his unction, his boastfulness by doing all of this. Let's have a party. Let's have this. So the Lord said, okay, look at what's going to happen. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mm-hmm. Meaning, God has numbered thy kingdom and has finished it. Mm-hmm. Do you see the significance now of what those words meant when we read it before? Many up. A parson. Mm-hmm. Do you see the significance of that now?
Yes.
Even that, take God at his word.
At
he
his
said
word.
That God has numbered thy kingdom. Whose kingdom?
All right.
The Babylonian kingdom.
Babylonian.
Which is ready to end its empire. And finished it.
Yes.
Wow. It's over, grandson. Daniel, you can give me all the gold and stuff you want, but that don't mean nothing to me. Daniel's about 85 years old now. Amen. And it said here, and what was the length of time? This is stuff that you don't have to, but this is stuff that I took account of.
Yes.
And it is, I asked myself a question, and what was the length of time the Jewish nation was held?
Yes.
Jeremiah told them how long
he told them.
They're going to be held. Didn't he?
He told them.
Do you understand that there is nothing in the Bible that we can't get answers for?
All right.
You understand that?
Yes.
I'm finding that to be true.
Yes.
There's answers for, and this is what Jeremiah told them in 25. He let them know. He said, and this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual desolation.
Yes.
God's word is real, y'all.
Yes, it is.
What he said, he doesn't say things just to say things.
No, he don't.
Every word, every jot, every tittle.
Yes.
That's in the word of God.
Yes.
Bears significance.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I did have another note. Note D. I'll end it on this note. Until the very time of his land come, we're still looking at Jeremiah 27 and 7. We're still feeding off that one verse. It says, until the very time of his land come. That's what Jeremiah said in 27. What does it say here in Jeremiah 50, 25 and 27? And all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes. And who are they? Medes. M-E-D-E-S. / Persians. Aren't they the second empire to rule the world?
Yes.
Do you see how beautiful this is? How God lays out, how Daniel told us about it, but God lays out the how it's going to unfold.
Yes.
It says, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kings of the world. Wow. All the kings of the world, y'all.
Yes.
It's just like what's happening today.
Yes.
Almost all these nations want to come against Israel.
Yes.
You know, almost all of them do.
Yes.
But he said here, which are upon the face of the earth. You got it. I don't know about you, but when I'm reading this, I said, wow, Lord. Not only are you going to bring one nation against Babylon, but all of them that are on the face of the world.
Oh.
Oh. Yes. That means he's going down.
Yes.
you're going down.
Yes.
And the kings of Shishak shall drink after them. Therefore, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Drink ye, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more.
Yes,
because
yes.
The sword which I will send among you.
Yes.
You see what Jeremiah wasn't in there with Daniel. Jeremiah is prophesizing. But do you see what he just prophesied?
Yes.
He prophesied their gathering.
Yes.
What they were doing at the party.
Uh-huh.
He said, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, before all this happened, drink ye.
Go ahead.
When they drinking in there?
Yes.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And be drunken.
Go ahead.
When they drunk?
Yes.
And spew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And fall.
Yes.
And rise no more.
No more.
You can do that, but you're not going to rise anymore.
No more.
Because, why? Because, why? Because the sword which I will send among you. Can't you see how this is laid out for us?
Yes.
And this is, we're still talking about what? The time of the Gentiles.
Yes.
You know, Jerusalem is going to be trodden down.
Trodden down.
Until, that's a big word for us to know.
Yes.
I can't wait, I've already done it, to get into the fulfillment of the Gentiles.
Yes.
Wow, that's something. Amen?
Amen.
I have so far discussed the beginning of the time of the Gentiles. Let us now examine the empires of the Gentiles and its conclusion by the destruction of the Gentiles' controlled world power by the stone cut out without hands.
Yes.
And I'm going to end it there. Amen.
All right, Elvis.
God is good, y'all.
Yes, he is.